it's that time. It's time for the help meets to come together. Get a sip of sparkling juice. I'm Yvette Benton. I'm a help meet suitable, and I'm sipping red grape sparkling juice while we celebrate the warriors of the Help Meet Army. The Help Meet Army mentoring program is officially 2 years old, and I couldn't be more proud. The amount of work that it takes to be my mentee, bam, I'm proud of y'all. Many of y'all, because I'm hard. Oh, but you got to be a warrior to be a helpmeet. Oh, yeah. If you're a helpmeet suitable, you got to be a warrior. Not a worrier, but a warrior in the spirit realm. Because whatever comes your way in the spirit, whatever comes after your family, whatever comes after your king, you got to know how to pull it down. You got to know how to decree, declare, break up generational curses, all of that. All of that. And the mentoring program, we put in the work. I'm saying if you're not in the mentoring program, you don't go to war. Not saying that. I'm saying some people had to realize, you know what? I don't really know enough about spiritual warfare to deal with what I'm dealing with. So you got to be able to pull down some strongholds to deal with your own pain. You got to be able to know how to decree, declare, and slice up some generational curses. I can only tell you what happened to me personally, and we're going to get to the book. I'm the author of Help for the Help Me, and I had to learn how to cast out devils. We slay in the Help Me Army. We don't play. And those who play get straightened out, because the devil's not playing with us, so we can't play with him. And I was dealing with some demonic assignments coming after my marriage. I was just ready to let the marriage go. But God said, no, you have authority. You have power. You have anointing. You've got a Bible. Let's go. And oh my goodness. I didn't know. I didn't know what I was getting into. It's not a game. It was very serious. And I learned some things. I had a Bible all along. I was a pastor. I love God. But I did not know my authority, my power, or even how to use it. So I had to learn how to slay in the spirit. It took some time. But I'm declaring the Help Me Army is fierce and feminine, strong but submitted. And we slay and not play. And I'm so proud of my mentees. Some of them have come in, got what they've needed, and been able to move on. Some of them have been with me since the very beginning, and they're still with me. Some of them are working on their spiritual gifts, their knowledge, their healing, learning spiritual warfare, learning about themselves, learning how to hear the voice of God. Whew, all of that. But we're still going to get a tip today. I just wanted to celebrate and congratulate those who are in the Help Me Army. I appreciate you. I appreciate you allowing me and my husband to mentor you. That's an honor. It is an honor. Can I tell you a secret? I didn't even wear makeup. Eye makeup and stuff a couple years ago. God said, you got to be fierce, but you need to be more feminine. Because that's a whole different tip. I'm not trying to say that makeup makes a... I'm saying for my journey, God needed me to get more feminine because I thought I was the head of the household. And for me, I'm not talking about everybody. For me, this is part of my journey. And some people struggle with that. And you can still struggle. I don't struggle with it. God said to do it. But I realize now he did that because I was very authoritative. And I am very authoritative. But I needed to be able to submit that. I needed to be able to know where to be authoritative, when to be authoritative, and when to be submitted. to my husband. Yeah, I'm going to settle down. So this is part of my journey. So thank you for noticing. I do appreciate that. That was a whole side note. And some people, you know, some people will get it and some people will get mad about it. It's okay. I don't want to hear all the information about that. Soldiers use strategies. If you're a helpmeet and you don't have any strategies, you're not suitable. Oh, because you need strategies. How do you stay suitable? How do you stay submitted? How do you stay authoritative, but still meeting the needs of your king? How do you keep your flesh under control if you don't have strategies? So we're talking about being a helpmeet warrior today. We're talking about being a warrior in the spirit realm. It says, there is incredible strength in speaking the word of God. There is incredible strength in speaking the word of God. Do you know the word of God and then know when to speak it? Because the word of God is a sword. It's the sword in the armor. And let me tell you, I had heard before I went through what I went through in my marriage when my husband and I separated and things were over, just over. And demonic assignments were running my household instead of me running my household, instead of him running our household. Demonic assignments, demons were running our household. Y'all, the devil is a liar. He don't want you to know. The devil doesn't want you to know that you have authority and power over him. So he's going to cause some problems, some issues. When you know who you are in the spirit and you find out, wait a minute, the word of God is a sword? I haven't been using it as a sword. I haven't been using it as a sword. I didn't know. But it is in the Bible. I just didn't know. So now, when I learned about being a warrior in the spirit, it says there is incredible strength. I was losing strength. And I didn't even know the strength was in the word. I didn't know. Even the Bible says we can speak to the mountain. Whatever mountain is in the way, speak to it and say, be removed with authority. That's why we wear chemo in the helpmeet army. We got to know our authority. Yes. Decreeing is definitely not something I could have come up with on my own. Nor was it something I felt like doing. Take a sip, helpmeets. Nobody asked you if you felt like being a helpmeet or felt like being a warrior or felt like decreeing or declaring. Oh, no. I didn't feel like it. But that, the enemy didn't care whether I felt like it. The enemy didn't care I was tired, didn't care I was hurting, didn't care. He was coming after my family, he was coming after my ministry, he was coming after my husband. That meant he was coming after my children. Oh, wait a minute. I don't have to feel like it. I just got to do it. Yeah. But now I see it coming to pass. Everything that is happening in my life, these are things that God told me to decree and declare. God told me I had the authority and the power to cancel the assignments of the enemy and decree exactly what his word said. Yeah. Now I see Gerald coming forth and being molded into exactly not what I asked for, but what God said when he created him. I see him walking out his salvation. I see him walking out his deliverance. You all, if you follow the ministry, you get to watch and see him walking out his purpose, walking out his deliverance, walking out his destiny. Those are the things that God said, decree and declare over him. Yeah, decreeing will cause you to become a soldier. Decreeing, declaring, and knowing your authority, knowing how to cancel the things that are hindering you. Oh, yeah. Decreeing will cause you to become a soldier, and no soldier goes to war without a plan and without strategy. Plans, strategies, battle plans, authority, power, and weapons. Do you know your weapons? Do you know how to use your weapons? And I'm happy to say, get your journal out. Talk about your weapons. Write down, I am a soldier. I am a warrior. You have to understand that you are a warrior. You have to understand that you have authority. And you have to know what your weapons are. Now, you can hurt yourself with any weapon if you don't know how to use it, if you don't know when to use it, if you're not strong enough to use it. It's useless, and it actually can hurt you. So in the Help Me Army, we learn about our weapons. We learn about warfare. We learn about our Help Me role. We are warriors in the spirit. We have plans. We have battle plans. We have weapons. We have strategies. And we learn, it's not an overnight process. Absolutely, it's not an overnight process. This is not that. But being a warrior in the spirit takes time, takes effort, it takes studying to show yourself approved. It takes sparkling juice. All right, it doesn't actually take sparkling juice, but sparkling juice helps. Now I don't know how it helps. But for me, sparkling juice helps everything. I threw that in. But you gotta be skillful. You got to be skillful with these weapons and these strategies. So I need all of you to understand who you are in the spirit. Who you are in the spirit. And then know your weapons, know how to use them, and then start telling the devil where to go. And win the war of your family. When you start winning the war of your family, you start finding out who you are in the spirit. You start walking in your calling. You start hearing the voice of God. You start realizing when something happens, now I know what to do. Now I know what to do. And we don't fight in the spirit because someone else wants us to. We fight in the spirit because God said in his word, that's what we are to do. We are to cast out devils. We are to pull down strongholds. We are to use our armor. We don't do what we do for somebody else. So all the excuses, yeah, they don't work in the army. They don't work in the army. We cancel excuses like, well, I'm hurting. I get it. Get your flesh under control. He's leaving. I get it. But what did the word say? Take authority over that. I have pain. I get it. What do? You go to the great healer, but you still use your authority and you pull down the stronghold. So help me to warriors. And if you're in the army, woo, they'll tell you. I'm all about training warriors, but not warriors. And if you have excuses, you either gonna leave, quit, or get it together. But that's what happens when you're a helpmeet. Yep. Mm-mm-mm. Because the flesh is not going to be in control. No, no. Wait, flesh is not going to be in control. The word of God is in control. Mm-mm-mm. We cut the excuses in the helpmeet army because it does not get us anywhere. I'm sure Jesus wanted to use a couple of excuses. In fact, he said, can this cup pass? And then he said, not my will. Right then, became a warrior. Right then, had a strategy. Oh, I'm about to tear the devil up and do what I have to do in the spirit realm and let God take care of everything else. That's so awesome. So if you're a helpmeet, you're a warrior. If you don't know how to be a warrior, you need to figure it out. And if you don't know how to do that, you need to study to show yourself approved because it's in the word. And if you need help and you think you can handle the discipline, the structure, studying, and someone reminding you that excuses get you nowhere, you might want to look into the Helpmeet Army. because we've got to war in the spirit for our deliverance and then for the deliverance of our kings and then ultimately the deliverance of our family and then those who God has called us to minister to. That's important. But we start with knowing how to decree and declare over ourselves. And then knowing how to decree and declare over our kings. So happy Armyversary. And it's awesome. It's an awesome sisterhood. And some of y'all already know spiritual warfare, so I'm so glad you join us. You get your tips, and then you go to work. You go to war. Great. That's awesome. That is awesome. Not everybody needs the army. But if you do, get it together. Get the information. Go to GeraldineYvette.com for more information. And on Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, join me as we war for our kings. We don't just pray. We war. We war in the spirit. We don't just pray. We war. And when we war, we win. When we pray, we don't just pray, we war. And when we war, we win. Uh-oh. Wow. I like that. All right. Well, that was the tip for the day. Write your tips in your journal. If you don't have your book, Help for the Help Me, if you don't have your book in your workbook and you're struggling, start here. Start here. Get the information. You really can't get a handle on something if you don't understand it. So let me help you. Get your book and your workbook on our website and start there. You need information about being in the mentoring program. Go to GeraldineYvette.com. Look under mentoring and coaching. And then there's a video for you to watch. Don't enlist until you watch the video, because it's work. But isn't anything worth having, worth fighting for? I didn't make that up, but it sure is appropriate to say today. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. I found out I have more authority than I thought. Now, I take that same authority and teach others. And then I teach them to teach others. Woo! Love it. So you might need to get your camo and get in the Help Meet Army. Either way, if you're a help meet, you're a warrior. Remind yourself, I need strategies. I need weapons. I need a battle plan. And I have to know how to use it all. Yeah. Strategically. There it is. I'll see you all Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for prayer. Come ready. Come ready. All right. Have a good evening.